We're here at the Rutherford County Election Commission. A lot happening here tonight. Alan Farley is with us. Alan, how has it gone today?
Well, Bart, it's actually gone well. We've not had any major issues. We've gotten everybody through the polls. We've gotten the polls are closed. They're tallying up now. So hopefully we'll start getting them in here pretty quick. Actually, I see one pulling up right now, so that's a must be somebody right next door somewhere. But no, we actually had a good turnout from what I've been able to track. It was steady. I don't know what total we're going to vote early. I kind of projected, thought we might hit close maybe to 40,000 with the enormous turnout we had early. But it may have actually been that, people just kind of casted their vote early, got it over with.
And so next election, will they extend the – they're not calling it early voting, but will we be voting without precincts next time?
Well, okay. In May of 2018, what we will do is we will have what we call a convenient vote center. You'll still have your 15 days of early voting that start 20 days prior to the election, but you still have your five-day grace period from the time end of early voting to election day. But what's going to change in May of 2018 is on election day is that you can go to any precinct. So that way, like you do early voting, you can go to any of the seven locations. So we'll have a convenient vote center. What we'll do is we'll consolidate. There's no need to have Siegel Elementary and Siegel Middle School, and then you got Oakland High School, Oakland Middle, and John Pitt Director together. So you can consolidate to one, but anybody can go to any location on election day, which is going to make it a lot more convenient.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're looking forward to seeing how that goes, and that's coming up 2 years from now.
Be in May in 2018, so we'll be working on that concept in the entire 2017 to make sure we get everything in place. Of course, the election commission will have to adopt the plan, but we're going to probably look at have around 30, 32 precincts. Every community will have a precinct. Every county commission district will have a precinct. So I think it's going to be so it's one of those you have to show up here, then when they send you somewhere else, you can vote anywhere.
Now, elections are expensive. When you put the pencil to it, it costs a lot of money to put people out and put equipment out. How much do you think you will save by going this route in addition to making it easier?
Well, initially we have the initial cost of the notification, letting people know that you be able to vote at any location. So you have that initial mail cost. But outside of that, I think by the second and third election we have that year, will more than pay for that plus. So, you don't need as many poll workers, but you'll have machines. So you're able to save on future, buying of a large number of machines because you have to have so many precincts. So you can consolidate and maybe have one location and have 10 or 12 machines instead of having four locations that you need four and three and such. So the consolidation aspect is going to save us money.
Very good. Well, there you have it, an opportunity to hear what it's going to be like 2 years from now, the next election, a totally different way and hopefully going to make it easier for everybody. Alan, thank you again.
Well, Bart, you've always been a forward thinker, so I'm glad that you're already thinking about May of 2018. I'm just trying to get through this
one. It's going to be a late night, I believe.
It will be. Once we get everything wrapped up and done. But, hey, that's what we're here for.
Alan Farley visiting with us. He is the Administrator of Elections here in Rutherford County. Brian, back over to you, and let's see how the election's going.